the previous transmission was able to define. That's it. Alright, so now I'll actually explain what the fuck is going on. How shall we begin? Okay, here, I'll just start off by saying, right off the bat, that we are not actually native to the, the timeline. Kind of sounds like that, like a sci-fi fucking movie or some shit, but, that's where the fun is. We are not native to the timeline that Greg and Yost are from. I think that I probably already aware of that, actually. We've just been calling that one the astral timeline, just for simplicity's sake. This astral territory seems to be a pretty unique entity from what we've seen. For the most part. I believe there may have actually been some incarnation of it back in our time, but it was pretty different from what it is now, so... topic already. we're not native to the actual timeline, and we're actually not from the timeline you're all familiar with. We're actually from a completely different timeline that's just been absolutely royally fucked, for lack of a better term. Like, it's honestly a miracle we're even here to be at all, considering what's in place. I'm sure this is probably a lot to take in, but... maybe it's better we just go through our old stores and tell it to you that way, because that might be a more easily digestible way to explain all the crazy bullshit. I think it'll be easy on both of us if we just do it like that. So, I haven't even introduced myself yet, have I? I'm Dusk. Well, that's what they call me around here anyway. That's the Mad Rumble epic code names you go by, Sagi. But, hey, Seth. You just drop all the code bullshit, right? Yeah. Okay, there's really no need for us to be back here. This is a pretty secure line we got going on. So, our only Spencer, I'm sure you're all vaguely familiar with me, or another me, rather, from where you're all from. I like art, video games, movies, sharks, and stuff, quote unquote. Let's see, in 2006, I was actually in a pretty rough patch in my life. It kind of seems like nothing now that everything's all topsy-turvy, but back then, my parents and I never really had that great relationship. I didn't really have any weird direction in my life. High school was coming to an end, and I really had no idea what I wanted to major in, or if I even wanted to go to college. Like, this isn't me trying to get all sappy or anything, as for dating rights. I'm just saying all this because, just to let you know, it didn't really take a whole lot of convincing to win me over when they tried to reach out to you. the Luchasaurus that is. Because at the beginning, it really wasn't even about the religious aspect of things. It was just... they just seemed like a bunch of pretty cool guys that were just sort of squirty and really needed it. And, I needed it. Those first few years were actually some of the best years of my life. Like, they would always have these little ceremonies that were just all like, just big gay party that went, nobody really, like, just none of us. Or if we weren't partying, we would just have like these big village jams where we talk about the universe and replacing it, and, all that, like, esoteric, intellectual, college student bullshit. vigils, that's what they're called. Yeah, vigils. I was never really able to get into super important stuff. I actually moved up at New York at the time, and all that was happening down in Florida. And we didn't really have a cool, super deep and down jump powers like the guys did. Anyway, after all, the things they were saying were just making more and more sense to me. I started finding some comfort in them. Or the Luna they were trying to sell me at least. Like, real Luna's. Yeah. But, I love it. It felt like I actually found my place in life. Like, I finally had some stable now. So I finally have some people I can truly rely on and a direction. That's what I needed. I just needed some sort of direction. And they were able to provide it. It felt like I had something waiting for me after the meeting. Actually, I should specify right now. I'm not yet. I'm sorry, that's 3 years, I mean, I know it's a pretty weird thing to have to state, but I mean, considering how things are, like, I figured I would just get that out of the way, so just, no misunderstanding. After all, they started trusting me more, too, and I was able to actually help out with this side a little bit. I definitely don't risk it when it comes to networking and all that kind of stuff. That's more of Seth's specialty, but I do enough to be able to at least help out and decide online. So I officially became a moderator, which I think you guys are aware of, actually. Around 2010? Yeah. Yes. Except for 2010, things are going up to shit. I really had no contact with everyone at the time when it was going down. We were all in our federal parties across the U.S. when that just went completely fucking insane or something. We still have no idea of what exactly happened, but I think that's what we're, I guess how you guys know had something to do with it. It's been pretty difficult to actually piecing it together on regardless, and for some reason I can't keep it in hand. Yeah. It was a pretty shitty time, to put it lightly. direction, eyes like fully out in front of me. Was just running with God. I'm not trying to get books about everything, but it really did feel like it was completely lost at that point in time. I spent the next year or so trying to get my footing, you know, just like reintegrate back to society in a relatively normal way. It just wasn't the same. Those guys were my best friends. Now that's probably a weird thing you can't say because it was a cult. And yeah, I'm now able to realize, or I guess admit rather, that's what it was, but still, I couldn't really move on no matter how hard I tried. Like nothing ever really seemed to prepare to those past few years. I decided to go down to Florida and actually check things out down the orchard, or that orchard rather. I thought they'd find some survivors, but I think it was more just for closure looking back on it. I just had to see that it was all gone with my own eyes before I could finally start to move on, you know. Long story short, I didn't find anything down there. Not anyone of the Moose Children, that is. I didn't meet these guys, though, so that's it. But, I think this little call has gone on long enough. I'm going to call on Mike, and go ahead and let Seth talk to you guys next. If you have any questions, please just go ahead and give them to Ghost. Again, I know this is probably a lot to take in. If you guys have any questions at all, please just send them to Ghost. I'm sure she'll send them already. But, yeah, that's all for me for now.